Don't forget Wednesday, we'll be having prayer. We took a break last week, but we're back in the house this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Come expecting, amen, lift up the name of Jesus with prayer and worship, a Bible study with Pastor Chris. Also, our youth, our Jaywalkers, will be meeting with Kristen. So make sure you come Wednesday at 6 o'clock. I invite everyone downstairs tonight. We are having fellowship tonight, coffee, and I got, for Father's Day, ice cream cake. So you want to come down and get it. So, amen. But I just wanted to say happy Father's Day, especially to our pastor. What amazing man of God he is. He's not only a father to our daughter, but he's also a father to our church family. And there's no one that we'd want to follow after than this man right here, because I know, I live with him. He walks in integrity. He walks with upright heart and character. And listen, follow after him with all your heart. I know he will never steer you wrong, amen, because his eyes are on the Lord, amen. Before we go into worship, Liza and Marsha performing a dance musical in honor of Father's Day. So just enjoy, and then we'll go into worship. Amen.
has to flee. The name of Jesus is above every name. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, behold, I have given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and that nothing shall by any means harm you. So, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. And, Father, we thank you and praise you for that salvation, Lord, that you paid the ultimate price that we could be saved, that we could be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. You have given us that power. So, Father, help us to rise up and to walk in that power, in the authority, in the name of Jesus, and to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Lord, to walk in obedience unto you. Hallelujah. So may you have your way this night. And fathers, we worship you this night. May we worship you with a true heart. Lord, with 100%, may we give everything to you and worship you, Lord, with everything that is within us. And Father, as the word comes forth with Pastor Chris, let your anointing be upon him, Father, to bring forth that anointed word. But not just to bring forth that word, but let our hearts be open, soft, and pliable to receive that word. Lord, that it takes root in our hearts, that the kingdom of heaven is advanced. May you have your way. May you have your way in every life this night. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Oh, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you.
We
worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good. You are good. All the time. All the time. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah. You are good.
God is good all the time. Oh, amen. I want to welcome everyone tonight, and I just encourage you to keep on worshiping God. Those here, we want to welcome everyone online too and worship God, because He is a good, good God. He has done so much stuff for us, even beyond what we even know. So just keep on worshiping.
I could see the clouds rolling. I could feel the winds, they try to shake me. I will not be moved. My feet are on the rock. I can feel the waters rise. I can hear the howling lions take on me. It won't hold me now. My feet are on the rock. When I feel my hope about to break, to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. My feet are on the rock. I can see the morning light. I can feel the joy on the horizon. Here my faith is found. I stand on solid ground. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. My feet are on the rock.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, on other ground and sinking sand. Won't stop your feet. Clap your hands, all my feet are on the rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand, on other ground and sinking sand. Just stomp your feet and clap your hands, my feet are on the rock.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, on other ground and sinking sand. Just stomp your feet and clap your hands, my feet are on the rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand, on other ground and sinking sand. Just stomp your feet and clap your hands, my feet are on the rock.
When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace.
Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain.
When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace.
Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. My feet are on the rock. My feet are on the rock. My feet are on the rock.
as dust they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, His blood poured out for us. The weight of every curse upon Him. Final breath He gave, as heaven looked away, the Son of God was laid in darkness. A battle in the grave, the war on death was waged, the death of hell forever broken. The stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? The resurrected King has rendered you defeated. The ground began to shake. The ground began to shake. Stone was rolled away. His perfect love would not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? A resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever He is glorified. Began to shake. The stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? The resurrected King has rendered you defeated.
Hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb has overcome, we sing hallelujah. Yeah.
my heart will sing how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
Our God.
Come on, shout it out. You're the name above all names.
You're the name above all names.
Oh, yes, you are.
You are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
Come on, sing it again. You are the name.
You're the name. How great is our God.
Yeah, 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 yeah. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. Oh, we'll sing. How great is our God. Can you make that personal? Come on. How great is my God?
How great is my God? Sing with me. How great is my God? In all the earth, how great is our God?
Come on, hallelujah. I'm going to sing it again.
Oh, sing. How great.
How great.
Is my God. Sing with me how great is thy God. All will see how great is our God.
Listen, I want you to hear this tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, last week we talked about this. Listen, you might have a mountain in your life, an obstacle, something big, but I'm here to tell you, listen to me. They have not met my God. Come on, they have not met my God. Amen? Listen, come on. When we worship, when we pray, what we do, we arrange a meeting with our God. Amen? We set up the meeting for them to go face to face with God. That's all I gotta do. Amen? I'm not called to move mountains, but He is. So I set up a meeting right here tonight. You begin to declare as you're worshiping God. Some of you might not be, but if you're worshiping God, that we're declaring that my God, hallelujah, my God, you're bigger than that thing, you're bigger than that situation, you're bigger than that wall, you're bigger than that disease, you're bigger than my finances, you're bigger than my problems, you're bigger than the hurts and pains that are around my city, you're bigger than that, God, you're bigger than whatever oppression, hallelujah, is upon our country, you're bigger than that, Father God, you're bigger than that, hallelujah. So Father God, we come here tonight to God, Lord, to introduce you. Hallelujah. We introduce you to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's bigger than that. Hallelujah. Come on, it doesn't matter what it is. Just declare tonight, He's bigger than that. Whatever it is, come on, put a name on it. Well, He's bigger than that. But how about this? He's bigger than that. How about that? He's bigger than that. Can you say amen? Come on, give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You love them? I say you love them tonight.
Amen.
You love them tomorrow. And the day after that, hallelujah. Listen, I get excited when I confess. When I confess the Lord, there's power. I'm wearing a shirt tonight. I had a shirt lined up. This is my sweatshirt, the one that I wear after service. But as I'm standing, I'm looking in the mirror, I realized what shirt I picked out. And the shirt says, Grave Denial. It's a band. And Grave Denial, it really spoke to my heart because that's what I'm preaching about. That life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Bible declares that life and death is in the power of the tongue. You hold the power to your tongue. We hold the power to our tongue with our confession, with our mouth. Amen. Life and death. I'm going to deny the grave. Come on, I'm going to deny death over my life. Come on, the shadow of death or whatever that might be trying to press into your life. Come on. With my confession, I deny death. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to hear this. Listen, listen. The enemy was knocking on the door of my life. Hallelujah. He was knocking on the door of my life. He was knocking. Hallelujah. The grave was knocking on my life. But I answered and I confessed him as Lord in my life. Hallelujah. And he disrupted what the enemy was doing in my life with the drug addiction. He disrupted him. Hallelujah. But God needed me, hallelujah, to confess him as Lord with my mouth. To confess him as Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you think, well, these people are radical sometimes. Listen, listen. I cannot get any more radical because I serve an almighty God. Hallelujah. I can't contain myself. I can't help it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of it. Because why? Because I stand and I hold the victory. Why does he shout? Why does he get excited? Because I've got the victory through Jesus Christ. My eyes are upon the prize. Hallelujah. They're not on my problems. Amen. That try to overwhelm me, to flood me. Hallelujah. But I confess him as Lord. Whatever that is, we confess him as Lord. It doesn't mean that we don't go through things. Hallelujah. But I'm going to stand and confess. I'm not going to let the grave, hallelujah, pull me down. Death, come on, and darkness to pull me down. But I'm going to stand in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to confess what he did. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Rob death. Come on. Amen. Rob death. Hallelujah. Confiscated those that were in hell. Hallelujah. Brought them out of darkness with his confession to the Father of faith in the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just thank him for a minute. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, confess him with your mouth. Come on, just thank Jesus. Yeah, but you know what? I'm afraid of what people might think. I want you to know, hallelujah, when you stand before God, hallelujah, when we stand before him, hallelujah, and we confess him as Lord, hallelujah, that we're confessing, our confession is being not only then, but here right now, right now, right now. And if I can't confess him in front of those that believe, hallelujah, I'll never confess him out there. So we just learn to confess, we learn to declare, we learn to cry out. I'm going to share tonight the power of that. Tonight my sermon is called The Spirit of Faith. Can you say the Spirit of Faith? We got to have a spirit of faith. Amen. And you say, well, what's the difference? I want you to catch hold of it. That we have a spirit of faith. Because you can have a spirit of doubt. You can have a spirit of fear. Amen. That catches on to people. That holds them down. Amen. Come on. Have you seen that in people's lives? The spirit of fear upon them. That grips their testimony, their confession. And they begin to confess all kinds of negative things over their lives, over their families, over their friends. But I'm here to tell you, amen. Listen, I'm going to confess Christ out of my life. I'm going to confess him as Lord because I know what he did. He snatched me from death. Hallelujah. He snatched me from death with my confession. I'm not going to quit confessing him. I won't quit confessing him. Over my life, over my situations. That's key for victory. That's key for victory. Amen. That's how we walk in the supernatural. The spirit of faith. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Come on, I want to jump right into this. Hallelujah. Spirit of faith. Faith allows believers, hear me. Faith allows believers to interrupt and to judge. Faith. Spirit of faith, it allows believers to interrupt and to judge and to evaluate the reality in the light of the gospel. That's what faith does. It allows me to interrupt those things that are outside, hallelujah, that because of the light of Jesus Christ, because of my confession of what he's done, amen? I believe that so many times that we are ignorant of what he's done, that my brother prayed, or I'm not sure who prayed that we'll never know, we'll never really have the concept of really what Jesus Christ has done for us. Come on. Of the power of really what he's done for me. That is laid up for me, hallelujah. Say, it's laid up for me. It's not meant to stay away. Stay there. You got some promises on layaway. How many of you guys know that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ stored up salvation for you? He stored up salvation for me. It was ready for me to lay hold of. It was ready for me to take hold of. But with the confession of my mouth, I was able to receive it by faith. Something supernatural happened. I take this serious. I take it serious. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I know that I was set free from darkness. Amen. That I was transformed into his light, into that blessed light. And I want you to see this, that because of what he did for me, he has stored up for me blessings and promises that I am to receive. Amen. That I'm going to take hold of today. When? Today. Say today. Today, the promise of God, that I'm going to take hold of them by faith today, right here, right now. As I build up my faith, I begin to walk in the reality and the truth. Just as Jesus did, the works that I do, you'll do greater works. Say greater works. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus did some great works. Amen. But we have not laid hold of what God has done and the reality and the truth of it with our faith. We've not done it. But God is looking for a people. He's looking for a people, hallelujah, some first responders, amen. They're not responding to their problems, but they're responding to the Father. They're looking for some people that respond to his business, to be about the Father's business, to take hold of it, amen. We complain, well, nothing changes in my life. Oh, it's just going the same way. It doesn't work for me. I want you to know, you need to let it work for you. You need to walk in the faith. You need to hold on to your faith. Hold on, say hold on. We need to hold fast my confession of what he's done in my life. Say, hold fast. So that's the good news. So let me jump here in Numbers. I don't know if I'll get it all done here tonight. This is the way things are going. You guys are hearing really slow. It's not me. You're just hearing slow. No. That's a joke. Listen, somebody said, you know, when did dad's jokes start? In life, when you become a parent. Becomes a parent. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, this is in Numbers 13. And it's talking about how we know this. We've heard this so many times, but I want you to hear from what I'm trying to bring this out. That that the children of Israel were going into what God had promised. Say he promised it. God's not a liar, amen? Now, sometimes there's some things that are promised to us, but we got to lay hold of it by faith. Amen? Say, you got to take hold of it. You got to take hold of it. You got to press in, amen? It's not always, when you step in authority, it's not always given to you. You got to begin to walk in the authority that you've already got. We want to walk in something greater. You need to walk with what you got today. I need to begin to walk in the confession that I have right now. Amen? Right now. Listen. So he says this. He says, and he spoke unto Moses saying, he said, send some men. So he sent some men and they went to the land. And they went into the land of promise and they seen all these things and they seen some giants. Say some giants. There are some giants. How many of you guys know that there's some giants in our land that, listen, that they're there because of the disobedience of Adam. Because of sin that is in the world. But I'm here to tell you, listen to me. They're not supposed to be here. They're on our land and our property. Amen. That they're not supposed, we're supposed to cast them out. Amen. They have no right. They have no authority. Amen. I am a son of God, that we are called as children of God, that we are the image and likeness of our Creator. Amen. So here's some people have come in and possessed our land of mine. Sometimes sickness tries to possess your land. Come on, sometimes oppression, sometimes negativity tries to come in and disrupt your land. They try to set up camp in your land. Jericho was a stronghold in the promised land that shouldn't be there. How many guys know that when they listened to the voice of God and walked in faith, it didn't stay? Sometimes we negotiate and we come in covenant with things that God has said we're not to. If it's not God's word, I cannot come in covenant with it. Amen? So here they are. They go into the land. They begin to go and look at these things. And they begin to get this report. Sometimes we begin to go out in the world. We begin to see some things. But God told them, go look at the land. Amen? That don't fear. Say, don't fear. Not fear, because it's yours. Say, it's yours. It's yours. But that you get out there, sometimes God lets us go out there and begin to expand our authority, walk in what He said, His word. Amen. So we begin to learn to trust God, begin to let Him lead us, begin to walk in the Spirit. That's what God wants us to do. When you begin to grow in God, it feels like, oh, there's so much against. Listen, it's not meant to stay there. You need to cast it out. Come on, amen. We're not to come in agreement with those things, but we're to speak to those things. So here they are, Caleb and Joshua. They go in this place and he's standing there and he asks him, he says, what is the report that you have? And all of a sudden the children of Israel began to complain. They began to murmur. Let me tell you what they said. I want you to see this. And this is in, they said they're strongholds. And he said, I'm trying to find the right place. Oh, he says, see the land, what it is, and whether the people dwell there, they're strong or they weak. I want you to see. I want you to see. Tell me what you see. Sometimes God wants us to tell Him what we see. What do you see? What do you see? See, there's a lot of things that we could see in the natural, what we see in my natural view of things, and sometimes it looked negative. But God wants us to trust what He sees and to walk in the truth until we see the way God sees. And he says, and what the land is and where it's fat or whether it's lean, he says, and begin to go out. He says, so they came back and they returned from searching the land after 40 days. Say 40 days. See, that's powerful, because that in the midst of 40 days, he was looking to see what your testimony after those days are. Jesus went into the wilderness, and after 40 days, he gave a testimony as he sat in church. He says, I'm anointed. I'm not defeated. But I'm anointed. After he came out of that wilderness experience, he came out with a testimony of the Father. That the Father's faithful. Say he's faithful. Because here's why. Because Jesus became dependent upon what the Father said. He said this, when the first temptation entered his life, this is how we need to confess with our mouth. That when the first temptation came upon him, he said, man shall not eat by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, out of my Father's mouth. So I need to begin to rehearse the Father's word. I need to, that's where my victory. Say, that's where the victory is. See, listen, outside of God's word, I'm going to lose my victory. I'm going to lose my patience. I'm going to lose my hope. I'm going to lose the victory outside of God's word. Say, you need to stay in His word. Stay in His word. Come on, don't get out of it. Don't surrender it. Don't give it up, but stay in God's word. And he said, he returned. He says, and they went and they came, Moses, Aaron, to the congregation. He says, Bubba, and it goes on down. He says, and they told him, they said, we came to the land whither thou sentest, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit. I was going to say milk and cookies. It's a fat man, okay. But black makes me look thin, so I didn't want to. So listen, so he says, and he says, that floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. And he says, nevertheless, the people are strong that dwell in the land. He says, I know that's what you said, but, say but. Here it is. A but gets us in trouble. And he says, these cities are great. And he says, and the children of Anak, he says, these are giants, and there's Amalekites and there's Hittites. And they begin to go over and over and rehearse out of their mouth how big their giants were. Does that sound familiar sometimes? Come on. How many times have we rehearsed how big our giants are? How big they are in our land. Come on, amen. They might be there. You might have a diagnosis. You might have something declared over your life. There might have been something that's true that people have said about you. You might have had some failures in your lives. You might have whatever these things are. But listen, I'm here to tell you that I need to have a new confession. Amen. I need to confess what God says about me and get my head out of what, my thoughts out of what I see in the natural. It might be true, but what's the truth? So he says, and he says, so Caleb, he stilled the people. God's looking for some first responders. Out of all those people, it was Caleb and Joshua that was willing to step out and say, no. Listen, this is the way that we see it. And he said, stilled the people. And Moses said, let us go up at once. Let us possess it. Say, let's possess it. Listen, you know why they couldn't possess it? Because they couldn't confess it. Whatever you confess is what you possess. You get the wrong confession, you'll have the wrong possession. Amen? Say, that's true. Say, he's preaching good. Thanks, Kel. He says, but when they went up, they said, we are not able to go up against, for they're stronger than we are. They brought up an evil report. You can have a good report or an evil report. Amen? I want to have the Lord's report. And so they kept going down. He says, and when they saw the giants of Anak, he says, they saw them. He says that we see them. We've seen them. They see us in our own eyes as we're grasshoppers. We know they see us as little, tiny, small, insignificant. Come on, amen. And he says, and all the congregation lifted up their what? Voice. They lifted up their mouth. And they all began to come into agreement. Do you see this? Listen, this is the spirit of fear taking over a situation. People that weren't even there began to believe what they said. They're not even there. Come on, you're watching it on the news. And you just believe in everything they say. Come on, right in your household comes running in full bore. You open the door up to hopelessness, to fear, to desperation, to doubt. Come on, amen. Say, shut the door and pray. Get in your closet, shut the door and pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because there's a lot of things trying to come in to disrupt our thinking. Amen. So God wants us to sit in a place where we hear his voice and nothing else. So they came in with their voices and they began to be discouraged. They began to murmur. They began to complain. He says, so the spirit of fear came in. He says, and would that we be dead. Wow. Wow. They got to a place now where it began to progress so bad that they just said, we just want to die. Come on. And he says, and they began to create this, and I wrote this down, they were creating a scenario that didn't exist. How many of you have ever done that? Come on. Come on. You get a call from the doctor, he don't say nothing. He says, I need to see with you. I need to see you. Oh my gosh, what's he need to see me for? Oh my gosh. Call me back. Hey, listen. Doctor called me up a couple months ago and they were calling me and I said, what'd they want? And he says, and the first thing you think, doctor called. Come on. Come on. Come on. What's the doctor have to say? I need to first respond. First respond. What's God got to say? I don't care what they got to say. You know what they said? Hey, you left your card here. Jerks. Don't leave a message telling me to call. Just tell me you left my card there. Come on. Amen. We create scenarios in our mind. That's how powerful your mind is. That's how powerful your mind is, the way you think. Or you begin to think of scenarios. Oh my gosh, well, if this happens, this happens. And if this happens, this happens. All right. He says, and then said one to another, let us make captains. Let us go back to Egypt. It was better back then. You were slaves. You were in bondage. Hey, this might be better. He says, and they spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, the land they passed through. He searched, blah, 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 blah. And the Lord, listen, and here's what he said. And if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not you against the Lord, neither fear you people. This is what Caleb said. He says, for they are bread to us. Listen, that is the spirit of faith. This situation that we're facing, come on, whatever that might be, whatever enemy that might be, this is an opportunity for me to eat. This thing's going to build, cause me to grow and become stronger. Amen. He was saying, just like this, and when I begin to eat this situation, come on, I'm going to grow in patience. I'm going to grow in truth. I'm going to grow in understanding that we begin to expand, get a little bigger. Amen. Come on, amen. As you begin to grow, he says, so these enemies become my food that I eat. Whew. Causes me to grow up. You tell me what, when David, God used David to kill Goliath. Listen, that was a full course buffet. You tell me his faith was not built up. He became bread to David and he ate it up. Come on. God will serve you a giant for you to eat, for you to declare and to speak over. Come Wednesday night, you're going to hear about that. So listen, so he says this. Are you okay? Good. He says, but the congregation, he says, they want to stone him. They disagreed. The majority, come on, amen, really wanted to disagree. Because the minority, the majority of them, we're saying the same thing, and a minority of them were declaring the truth. So the people go with the majority. Because it seems like there's strength in numbers. Come on, amen? That's not always the truth. So here's what he says. He says, and surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto the fathers, neither shall they, because they've provoked me. Any of them that provoke me see it. They will not see the promise because of their doubt and because of their fear was greater than they seen God. Come on, I want my faith to be greater than my fear. I want my faith to disrupt, dismantle, dislocate any fear that's in my life. I want that kind of faith. I want a spirit of faith, amen, that says these enemies are going to become bread to me. This is going to make me grow and trust God like never before. And he says, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. Wow. He had another spirit. He says, with him, and he hath followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Wow. Why? Because he confessed it. He was able to possess it. Tell someone your confession matters. 1 Corinthians 4. How many of you guys know, you all know about this man named Paul? What incredible faith. Amen? That even the things that he faced, there's a powerful testimony that we can see in Paul and his life. And why was he that way? What made him so strong? He's just like us. That just like us, he had mistakes in the beginning. He surrendered to God. And out of the midst of that, he had situations. But what made him so strong? What was this key element that he had in his life? And he begins to tell us what this was. And he says this. This is in 2 Corinthians, am I still alive? Yeah. 2 Corinthians 4:13. He says, we, not just me, we, having the same spirit of faith, we have the same spirit of faith as who? As Jesus. Say Jesus. Same spirit of faith. He says, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. Now, I want you to see this. He says, we also, say we also need to believe and need to speak. So there's two things that go hand in hand. What are they? My believing and my speaking. Whew. They go hand in hand. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, what does it say? How do you get saved? If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that he is risen from the dead, you shall be saved. So there has to be a confession of what he did. It's not just believing. Now don't, come on. You're looking at me funny. You're saying, wait a minute. Because you know why I know that? Because demons believe. But I promise you they're not confessing him Lord. Are they? They believe that he's God, but they don't confess. So you gotta believe. But then you gotta confess. With what? Your mouth. Is that okay? You can look it up yourself. It's in there. Tell your neighbor it's in there. So he says, so there's two things, to believe and to speak. And this is why he was able to walk in victory in his life. Even in the midst of these things, jump back up to verse 8. And he says, we are troubled on every side. Yet, I'm not distressed. Why? Because I got a spirit of faith. Listen, it does not mean that you will not face things in your life. There's giants in the land. Because why? Because they were, because of sin. Come on. There's evil here. Because why? Because of sin opened the door. How? Because they confessed. They believed outside of God. And it opened a door for giants. Well, why is this problem? Why is this? That's the number one thing I get from so many people. Why does God let evil happen? Why do we let it happen? Why do we let it happen? They're in our land. God says, you're my sons. You're my sons' daughter. Go subdue the earth. Have dominion. That sounds like authority. Have multiply. What? My image and my likeness. Get bigger. Get fat in your faith. Get big in your trust in him. Amen. Get a little bit bigger. Amen. That we take as it is in heaven and let it be manifested in the earth. Wow. I want earth to look like heaven. So God has caused us to be ambassadors, sons and daughters, to bring it forth in the earth. Right here. Say right here, right now. The Bible says that God's heart is this, that all the earth be filled with his glory. That's God's heart. Say all the earth. Be filled with God. You know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to destroy the earth. God says, I want all the earth to be filled with my glory. Amen? He says, so this. So check this out. He says, we are perplexed. That word perplexed means no answers. How many of you guys have been in a situation you had no answers? Come on, you've been in a situation where you have no answers. I've been there. He says, but you're not in despair. You got hope. Why? Because of your confession. Because the spirit of faith that's within you. We're going to go through things. We have things around us. But I'm here to tell you, you got the spirit of faith. The same what raised Jesus from the dead. The same spirit. Say the same spirit. The same spirit of faith. Come on, not a little one, not a smaller one, no, the same spirit, amen, that caused Jesus to walk in the water, to cause those that were dead to rise from the grave, amen, to speak the sickness, and it had to leave, it couldn't stay, to walk in, that people were tormented by demons, and spoke and rebuked those demons, and they got out of there. That's what God wants us to manifest in the earth. You know what the enemy wants you to do? You go ahead and believe, but don't confess. There's a lot of people that are sitting in church and they believe, but not everybody's confessing. That's where we do not have victory. That's where we lose victory, when we're not confessing that what? That he's Lord. Monday morning when things come up against you, you got to confess them in your thinking as Lord. You get a negative report, the first thing we need to do is confess Him as Lord over the situation. Come on, when everything looks tough in your family, when things are going south, you need to confess Him as Lord over that situation. God, You're Lord over this. Hallelujah. God, Lord, You're Lord of this. You are Lord in my heart, God, and so that makes You Lord over this situation. I'm going to introduce You to my problem. I'm going to arrange the meeting. Come on, amen? All right, you okay? All right, and there's three types of people in the earth. That's it. There's pioneers. There's settlers, and there's museum keepers. I'm going to say it again. Museum keepers, settlers, and pioneers. Museum keepers, they live in the past. They cannot get out of it. Whether it's tradition, whether it's problems, whatever this, whether it's from a curse, hereditary. Settlers are those ones that get into a place where they're comfortable and they don't move. They settle. You can find out the story with Moses. Moses came to a place and he became comfortable in the desert. God says, not you. You will not be comfortable here because you're a pioneer. You know what a pioneer are? They go beyond. Come on, amen. They have new territory. They're looking for new territory. They're looking for new territory that the enemy has taken and stolen. Come on, amen. They're stolen. They're looking for territory. That listen, you know what my heart is? My heart is this, that I see where the enemy has come into people's lives and stole territory. That we are pioneers to go into that place. Come on, and to take hold of those, subdue the earth. There's a lot of people that, guess what, that God's used us to be in their lives, to step in as pioneers. Come on, amen. To settle new land in people's hearts. To say, listen, no, 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 this is the Lord's. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's. Amen? So we got to stand in that place. But here's what he did. He began to quote this scripture when he said this. He says, to believe and to speak. And here's where the scripture is. This is in Psalms 116. This is a good Father's Day message. We need to listen to the Father. Amen. All right. Let me just get through this. He says let's go to verse 7. This is Psalm 16:1-7. He says, return unto the rest, O my soul. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Say return. To begin to walk in the spirit of faith, we need to know how to talk to ourselves. To confess the right things, I need to learn to speak to myself. I wrote this down. There's a man, Norman Vincent Peale. He was the guy that played the organ songs leader for Billy Graham. A mighty man of God. And this is what he said. He says, most difficult person I have ever dealt with in my life is myself. The most stubborn, the most difficult person that I've ever had to deal with is me. Wow. David had the most difficult person he was dealing in, but he began to learn to walk in victory. Why? Because he began to learn to talk to himself. He began to confess the right things to himself. Soul. Come on. My mind, my will, and my emotion. He began to disrupt them with God's words. He says, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. You've delivered my mind, my eyes from tears. Now listen, David said this, and how many of you guys know this? And every one of us, I want to be sensitive because I've had my crying moments. I've had my whining moments. Have you ever whined before? Some of you, okay. Come on, I've whined, and that's okay. But here's the key thing, that we can't stay there. You got to quit crying. It's okay for a moment, but don't stay there. Yeah, but you don't know. No. That's okay. You cry for a minute, but you need to let it go. Almost half the Psalms is crying. There's a book made up of it. It's called Lamentations. Laminate. Whine. But I want you to hear this. Listen to me. God does not reward whining. He hears it. He'll hear your heart, but he will not reward it. You know, when I would go into a store, I taught my daughter this, that when I went into a store, don't ask me for anything. Don't whine for anything. And I'll always buy you something. And I did. Somebody told me, he says that you could spoil your daughter, but don't let your daughter be spoiled. I thought that was one of the greatest advice I ever had. I want you to know that God wants to spoil you. But are you not spoiled? Come on, amen. And he does not reward you. My father never rewarded me with whining. I want it now! You ever cry like that to God? I have. This is wrong. God, I serve you. I've done all these things. I got a list right here. Just in case you don't know all the good things that I've done for you, Father. I've given this in tithe. You remember that? I love this person. I didn't even like him, God. I said this, God, but I wanted to say this. God does not reward whining. We cried about it long enough. Tell your neighbor, you cried about it long enough. But I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk with God. I will not stay whining, crying, but I'll walk in the land of the living. Not someday. Come on, not just someday in heaven. But now I'm going to walk in the land of the living. Come on, right here, right now. Amen. The enemy wants you to be defeated, to whine, to cry, says, oh my gosh. But no. David says, no. I'm going to stop crying about this and I'm going to start walking with the Lord. And then he says this, you ready? He says, I believe, therefore, what? I have spoken. Wait, where am I at here? I believe, therefore, I've spoken. I was greatly afflicted, but I've spoken. He's spoken. Say he's spoken. That's key. That's key for me to declare, to speak. Give me some music. I'm going to end here in a second. I want you to hear this, though. My responsibility is to speak. Believing is the attitude of faith. Wow. Confidence. Speaking is the initial act of faith. Believing. We need to have that belief. My God is awesome. But that's only the beginning. I need to activate it with my mouth. You're your greatest prophet. You need to prophesy over your life of what God says. You need to declare over yours every day. You need to speak over your life, because somebody will speak over you. The enemy will make sure of it. But you have the power to speak of your life. You are your greatest prophet. You're your greatest preacher to speak over your life. Amen? Listen, I'm not going to get to that part. It's okay. If my faith is strong enough, you ready for this? If my faith is not strong enough to move my mouth, then I'll never move a mountain. If I do not have enough faith to confess with my mouth, to move my own mouth, I'll never move a mountain. That's why it's so important for me to confess that He's Lord. I need to confess the blood of Christ, of what He did in my life for me. What is taking place in my life? What He has done when He rose from the grave. He just didn't do it for me. He did it as me. As me. He rose in that, and I begin to take it by faith when I confess. The supernatural takes place. How many of you guys, if you received Jesus in your life as your Savior, something took place supernaturally with your confession and your believing. It's not meant to stop. You wanna open the supernatural, you need to confess with your mouth. That's what Jesus did. He seen the supernatural everywhere he went. Why? Because he confessed the word of God over situations. This is not my Father. This, my Father does not want this. These giants are in this person's life. They're gonna get out of here. He walked in people's environments and hurts and pains, stepped in there and cast those things out. Why? Because it was the heart of the Father. It was the word from the God sent forth to declare. He was the word. He spoke the word and it left. He was obedient to the Father's words. God honors his words. Amen? So here it is. Let me just finish. Mark 11. I've read this 300 times. Because I think it's so powerful, because it's important, because it's in the Bible. Here's what it says. It says, "And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which you cursed. It withered away. What you said." They were amazed at what? What he said. That even the fig tree wilted because Jesus said it. And they were astonished. They were like, what? But Jesus said this. And Jesus answered unto them. He says, "Have faith in God." Hear me. I'm going to break this down real quick. Let's go. Let's land. Have faith in God. And this is how you do it. See, Jesus gives us and tells us this is how. Say, this is how. This is how you do it. This is how you have faith in God. He says, "Verily I say unto you that whosoever say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So come with me real quick. How many times does it say believe in that sentence? Once. How many times does he say? Three times. He says believe once. Because most people believe. But the problem, he repeats three times, is your saying. Three times he repeats it. You gotta say it. You gotta say it. It's more than just believing. You gotta say it. You gotta speak it. Come on, amen. You gotta declare it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You need to confess him, Lord, over your situation. You need to confess him over your family. Over whatever that thing might be. You need to confess him. Would you stand with me? Come on. Say you need to confess him. We need to lay hold of it. I didn't get to the part. Listen, the main part I've wanted to preach for 2 weeks. I have not got there yet. So you got to come back next week to hear it. So listen. So he says this. He says, I wrote this down. He says, move. People believe in that. People believe, but don't say. We need to lay hold of his faithfulness. Begin to thank God for his faithfulness. You know, that's what we do in worship and praise. Isn't there something that happens? Your faith rises up when you begin to, great is thy God. I don't know if it does to you. I believe it does. When you begin to declare, what are you doing? Confessing. If you sit there like this, it's not going to do nothing for you. But by faith, you begin to confess. There's sometimes, man, when the enemy wants to disrupt my day, I get a secret weapon. It's called thankfulness. I begin to thank him. I begin to thank him for what he's done for me. I begin to thank him for the victory that he's given me. I thank him for the promises that he laid upon me because of his death, burial, and resurrection. And as I begin to do that, my faith rises up. it begins to get above. Your faith will never get above your confession. I'm going to say it again. Your faith will never get above. If your confession here, your faith. If your confession is here, your faith will be here. Listen, I'm done. Confess his faithfulness. What we confess is Adam's disobedience. Lynn House wrote this. I want to read it to you real quick. We confess Adam's disobedience, his failures. Say failures. Our insecurities, our problems, our fear. We confess those things. And when we do that, what we're doing is we're confessing Adam's disobedience. That's what we're doing. Because of Adam's disobedience, the earth brought forth thorns and thistles. Say problems. But Jesus wore a crown of thorns and thistles to redeem us from the torment of pricking thoughts and mental illness. A disruption in your thinking. So Jesus, we need to take hold of what he did, his obedience, and not Adam's disobedience. We begin to get so, when people say, oh, the evil and this and that. No, no, no. I need to confess Jesus' obedience and begin to turn things around. Amen. That we begin to turn because of Adam's disobedience. It was a curse, but because of Jesus' obedience, the curse is reversed. Come on. Amen. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it. Say he turned it for my good because of Jesus Christ. So I got to get hold of his thoughts and my thoughts. Listen, this is it. He says Adam's disobedience brought sentence of death. The obedience of Christ brought resurrection life. Adam's disobedience brought poverty. But Jesus became poor that I might become rich. Adam's disobedience brought condemnation. But Jesus' obedience brought justification. Adam's disobedience brought separation. But Jesus' obedience brought reconciliation. Adam's disobedience brought turmoil, but Jesus' obedience brought you rest. Brought me rest. Brought me peace. In nothing that I've done, but in what he does. But it's activated by me believing and confessing his Lord. Your faith will be challenged. Your confession, I promise you, will be challenged. But confess him, Lord. Over every one of your things, his name's bigger, greater, stronger. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, God, whatever we're dealing with, whatever this is right here. God, Lord, I just ask you, God, Lord, for your strength, your might. God, Lord, to step into our environment and our situations as we confess you. God, Lord, into our situations, God, that we introduce you by our confession. To our problems, God, that we declare, God, Lord, that you have no say. You have no say, enemy, because my God, his name is greater than, he's stronger than, there's no name that is greater than our God. God, so God, Lord, I just thank you for that, God. I thank you, God, Lord, for what you've done. I thank you, God, Lord, your power and your might. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen. God bless you.